Although the ministry of St. John's was established in 1683, the current church was built in 1850 near the banks of the Rappahannock River and is constructed in the Carpenter Gothic style. Reverend John Peyton McGuire, also known as the Apostle of the Rappahannock, served as rector at the time of construction. Reverend McGuire is buried in the churchyard, and while his grave is a testament to his life, the Cross of Jewels, or Latin Cross, installed in 1895 directly above the pulpit, memorializes his impact on the congregation and role in reviving the Episcopal movement in the region. The Cross of Jewels, an early design, was a popular Tiffany Studios window motif for ecclesiastical interiors. It could be tailored to fit specific commissions by altering the border or adding additional elements to the composition. In the McGuire Memorial example, the area above the cross depicts a sun whose rays are represented by streaky orange, yellow, and red glass, while the sun's circumference is outlined by orange jewels. Jewels are also what make up the cross itself. The stylized approach to this window design is typical of Tiffany's earlier windows that relied more on the use of color, shape, and texture rather than rendering realistic figures or landscapes in glass. To make a jewel, molten colored glass would be poured into a cast iron mold and allowed to cool. The jewels could then be set into the window's pattern, like any other piece of glass, and then soldered to the lead. There is also a Cross of Jewels window at Blandford Church in Petersburg. The effect produced as light shines through the jewels of the McGuire Memorial has a direct intensity, perhaps the same intensity and brilliance Reverend McGuire was known for in his lifetime and is remembered for today.